Blog Talk Radio.
What I see behind these eyes, what I grind in my smile, what I'm trying to seek for, what's behind these doors until I reach yours. Inside I feel dead already, outside I'm bound to cry. Inside I strive for life, outside is at a thousand times. Inside I scream for birth, outside I rape and bleed the earth. Inside I'm speaking first, outside I'm dirty, hiding murder of a secret person. Meanwhile inside I'm out beneath the surface, outside freak the streets, my evil circus. Inside I reach for stars and seek a purpose, outside merciless, belong to people worth less. Inside rising like the sun to re-emerge with, outside shaky, sweaty, nerdy, bloody, creepy, nervous. What I see behind these eyes, what I grind in my smile, what I'm trying to seek for, what's behind these doors until I reach yours. What I see behind these eyes, what I grind in my smile, what I'm trying to seek for, what's behind these doors until I reach yours. They call me suspect, it's a bit of a sidestep. Headline trigger my mindset, 9-11 heaven like an airline jet. Inside suicide, outside jet chalk outline sketch. Inside in squat etch, inside the kind of genocidal tax mouth stretch. You didn't have a fentanyl but I'd have fought it, yes. Outside the system life that I detect, light years when I descend into lifetime with every mile trek. Dr. Jekyll diatribe, demon trifector, Mr. Hyde and Mr. Fireball, homicidal dialector, dark villain, omnicidal, zombie gone viral, lost child lives in hostile style of vibing all the while, mosh pit style, hopping over dog shit piles, inside hospital, pyro, outside downward spiral, long slide crocodile smile, watching fire glow, matinee and night show, initially DG, inside Michael, outside schizo, inside psycho. What I see behind these eyes, what I grind in my smile, what I'm trying to seek for, what's behind these doors until I reach yours. Can this game to play, you can't take away the pain. You say you wait, come back and you ain't the same. This game to play, you can't take away the pain. You say you wait, come back and you ain't the same. Like that phoenix of fire, climbing through rubble, about to kill a motherfucker with that lime and shovel. Forsaken by the breaking of the world, it never blind up a struggle. Hindsight 2020 and any enemy, yet crying cause you love her. Die trying to fly above it, whole life confined in a muzzle. Even if you're too weak to hold a knife, you find a sight and you fucking fight through that muscle. What I see behind these eyes, what I grind in my smile, what I'm trying to seek for, what's behind these doors until I reach yours. What I see behind these eyes, what I grind in my smile, what I'm trying to seek for, what's behind these doors until I reach yours. Can this game to play, you can't take away the pain. You say you wait, come back and you ain't the same. This game to play, you can't take away the pain. You say you wait, come back and you ain't the same. 300-mile marker, we march toward the war, fight smarter. Deep in the fibers and where life gets harder, I fly brighter and turn to face the world with every fucking thing I got. But I just smile darker.
Welcome to the tribute for Suicide Suspect. That opening song was him singing They Never Really Know. And wow, it is so strange hearing him because it always brings me joy to hear his voice and hear his words, and yet it absolutely breaks my heart. And that's why we're here today, is to celebrate his life and to mourn his loss. Luyu Wild Dove is here with me. Hi, Luyu.
Hi, Faith. How you doing tonight, sweetheart?
You know, it's a struggle, but I'm really glad that you organized this because we need to honor him.
Yes, we do. I wrote a little short paragraph. Could I read it real quick?
Absolutely.
I have it in there. I said that that we're going to have tributes and audios and rap poetry for this amazing man whose powerful, dedicated presence in building, finding poets he thought worthy to play with his love of rap. We miss him. We love him deeply. His quick tongue and wicked sensual humor is something we will never replace in his death. Yet we still feel and hear him in our hyena and clowns. Our hearts are still broken without him. You are of my blood. May the winds carry you to the stars, suicide suspect. Thank you for letting me read that, Aziziana.
That was beautiful. You know, I like that you brought in those masks that he wears, the clown and the hyena. I actually have a little sticker of a hyena dressed as a clown on my computer now because I talk to him all the time on my computer, and it's weird not doing that. So I have my little hyena there guiding me as I write. And yes, he will never be forgotten, and he has so many people on L Poetry who just love him, and I think we'll always continue to love him. He had a very big impact, and I mean, he led Rap Free, the Rappers Freestyle Battles and Lyricist group, for so long, and now I do with the team, of course. Lou is one of the coordinators, you know, it's hard to fill his shoes, that is for sure. It's big clown shoes. as much as I used
hands.
To do a lot of...
He left it in good hands, sweetheart.
Oh, I don't know, I used to help him with things, but I didn't realize how much he did. it's really an honor to keep his things going. I think keeping his legacy alive has been really important to many of us. I should let
it.
On our...
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so I see Pam. Hi, Pam.
Hi, Daisy. Hi, Lou.
Hi, Pam.
Thank you for joining us.
Absolutely.
I see Katie. Hi, Katie.
Hello. Hello, everybody.
Hi, Katie.
Hello, my darling. Hi, Pam.
And I see Sweet
Pea. Hi,
Sweet Pea.
Welcome to Sweet Pea.
Hello. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hi.
Okay, so we are going to dive in and celebrate his music and what people wrote for him. And I am selfishly going to do one right away that is one that is very close to my heart. So this is Garbage Hound, and the audio we're going to do is actually a combination of what he originally wrote, and then my tribute to him, which I did when he was still alive. It was earlier on in our friendship. I was just such a fan of his writing and of this song. I had his song in my head all of the time, and I would forget the words sometimes and kind of make up my own, and I ended up recording that and sent it to him, and our songs got combined, which was a real honor for me to be on the same track as him. So this is Garbage Hound, and the lyrics I'm posting are his lyrics, and then partway through I can add the lyrics to mine. And this is Garbage Hound.
Hey there, I'm your garbage hound, and I'd like to be friends with you. Hold on a moment, farther now. No idea where they're sending me to. Only read about it afterwards, because I'm still living. It ain't the instant picture. A vivid image, your name to the splendid hamburger. Your job, skeletons, children, infant with instinct. Criminal intent, you kidding me? We need bodies with teeth, fingerprints, but don't want to be giving a shit. That's reality, friends, family, death, and actuality. Adding that family tree, subtract the casualties. Around myself, I'll speak on stuff I don't brag about. Place where you even mention a name and only get backed up, hope you get dragged out. For the ones who cross the road to avoid the boys are known for violence. Since 19, my record's been clean, and owed to the code of silence. See, we'll hold the sirens, if we can hopefully toast to be nice again. We strive to survive, but the lives of those guys are just trying to get in. Hey, you're in the wrong part of town, so let me get you home safely. If you hear that barking sound, sorry, I was lonely lately. Hey there, I'm your garbage now, and I'd like to be friends with you. Hold on, not much farther now. No clue where they are sending me to. Spend time with your carnival clown. It all may be ending soon. If you wanna play so hard to be found, heaven's where I'll send you. Having a melody mask on, which means I'm never acting mental. I promise that both these ODs and X's are still the accidental. I'm like a puppy wagon in the back of a paddy wagon, but if you ever think about ripping that gas pedal, I'm smashing through your back window even faster than the axe metal. Then I'm grabbing and stabbing and scratching your neck till the cat just put me back in the kennel. Too black to let go, not exact the devil, to the status levels. Teaching evil motherfucking people who ever try to preach to me that bitch can never turn your back on the ghetto. I'm an asshole to censor, and a sad soul to freedom. Shoot off the leash even longer because that hoe does leave them. I sacrificed over half of my life to be getting these bitches that happiness when actually half of me seems to be black as bitch and have a saddened shit that my other half tempered with happiness was a masochist rather than savageness. See, I don't bite off the hand that beats me, I'm even nastier. But I teach that the right to bear arms, the limbs of my last master, the last birth of a master family of genocide. So I laugh at disaster. Hey, I'm your garbage house, and I'd like to be friends with you. Hold on, how much farther now? No clue where they are sending me to. Spend time with your carnival clown, cause it all may be ending soon. If you wanna play so hard to be found, heaven's where I'll send you.
A quick shout out to the wolf pack in my alley cat. Stabby raps, getting sad in, but the baddie rap. I'm not an active man, it takes to even have a chance. I'm more mountain ram, one slip and it's an avalanche. A male Jones Jet, 17-year-old cold sweat, dope head, survived OD, but only cause I'm too fucking stubborn to give up the ghost yet. You wanna chase me, catch me, swerving over the road ahead, a rose bed, but only cause I literally rose from the dead. The perfect picture of my life is a chick being in a rape on the couch. The other 80% is police already waiting to be raiding my house. When they're lacking the chromosomes to actually be making it back home, everybody you press to send in a text that the pig's already tracking my phone. Data killing cops, playing the cocaine through the back of your nose. Sounds out here from the ground out sounds like a lot to you, and that's how it shows. I'll only use the lingerie of my last lover if she left with a pack of the clothes. If love was a place in the garden, I'm alone and digging and stacking on. Ooh.
Thank you.
you. I'm going to let you lead the comments if you'd like.
Okay. Thank you. You know, I was just listening to him, and, you know, this it's like as if he's still here. You know, he slams reality. He talks about the pain that he's gone through and how he has come back to life and, you know, the way he was treated due to his nationality and the hardships that he had to go through that. And he expresses it so well. And, you know, it's like me, when I listen to him, it's like I'm watching street painters with their cans just painting their emotions. And that's what he did. He painted words with his emotions. And this is, you know, there's no words to really put to the reality that, you know, that he places before us. And I would like to know what you thought about this poem, Pam. His lyrics.
Oh, my goodness gracious. First of all, it's a beautiful reminder of the talent that he left behind in his lyricism and his ability to hold a beat. I mean, but like you were saying, Lou, it's all about the raw reality and that he had to face in life and the difficulties he had to face. But more important, because this one has Faizy's response in with it and her voice, it's about the start of their friendship. And it's him saying, this is who I am. You know, this is the ugly stuff I have been through. This is the growing I've done in my life, but I still face a lot of challenges. And Faizy's response basically being, you know, but I still want to be friends with you anyways, you know. And that is such a beautiful, beautiful thing. I mean, just what a great poem to open the show with.
Yeah, you know, it was, I remember when she first started, you know, he would call her his pup. And so, you know, she is just the shadow version of him that was always with him and checking on him. And you're right, she was his pup, and he raised her good.
Oh,
thank you,
yeah, he
turned to be a fighter. Yes, he did.
I was the little puppy following him around with, like, the big eyes, like, oh.
You know, and that's why he loved you so much and took you under his arm, you know. And I remember, you know, him saying that you were his pup. And, you know, it was just cute. Now, you know, you're there to take care of the pack. Miss Katie, I know you're new to rap. But, you know, you're starting to get into that, girlfriend. We know you're getting into it. You might want to join the group. You would be fabulous. Miss Katie, what did you think of Suicide's poem, his lyrics, and the echoing of his pup in the background?
That was wonderful. I could hear the joy, and it was marvelous. It's not often that you meet somebody that you could be so close to. I'm sorry, I'm not going to do this. But it's lovely to hear that somebody is that loved. So thank you.
Oh, beautiful comment. Thank you, Miss Katie. And Sweet Pea, I'd love to hear what you have to say.
Well, beyond the talent he has for being a rapper and the rhyme and the cadence and all of that, it is the words. His lyricist and poet, and his choice of vocabulary and how he puts that together. I mean, the verbiage in here is just, I'm almost speechless. When you take the story he tells and you bring it into any form of emotion, you have to be an absolute emotionalist. I mean, you have to be emotionless. You have to pretty much be your own psycho, not to feel, not to like digest this and have some kind of reaction to it, whether it's tears or anger or something, to even have human beings that go through this, that we live like this at any part of our atmosphere, or, you know, why is any of our humankind going through this on this planet? What are we doing as human beings to make sure this doesn't continue? And I think for suicide to say, I'm doing this, let's not let others do this. Why are we going through this? Look at me. I can grow. I can help others grow. We've got to stop this, because if I'm doing it, others are doing it. And, hey, look, we can rise. We can move forward because I can do it, and I can hold the hands of others. And I just found this so brilliant and so relatable and so, hey, we can all grow from one seed to another to another. I love, you know, belonging to peace with people worthless inside, rising like the sun to reemerge with outside. I'm shaky, sweaty, nutty, bloody, creepy, nervous. But he still kept holding the hands of everybody who thought they were even lesser, and yet he knew they weren't.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, sweet pea. And if Aviana, what would you like to say?
I just thought there was so much depth to his writing, and it blew me away, the kind of realities of the streets and the racism and the violence that was there. I really liked when he said, I have a normality mask on, which means I'm never acting mental. people say you're acting mental, and he's like, no, that's the real me. I'm pretending when I'm not. The pressure of, like, never turn your back on the ghetto, there's the outsiders, like the police, who are, you know, trying to pressure you to be different, but there's also the people in your life and in kind of the street lifestyle, where they want you to stay with them in that life. And, you know, there's just so many pressures from different sides. And then to want to be able to move on, to want to be friends with people outside of that life, and yet to kind of doubt yourself, like he's talking about, like, his exes dying, and, like, you know, recognizing that he bites the hand that feeds. He's not perfect himself. The part that I find really difficult to listen to now is when he talks about his OD and how he comes back from the light, from the death, because that was a true story. I mean, it's how he got his username, Suicide Suspect. And for him to say, like, I came back from death, now that he really is gone, I have this, like, moment of denial where when I hear that, I'm like, oh, you know, maybe he survived, which, no, he didn't. I know he didn't. But listening to that part just breaks my heart. I was so in awe of his talent and everything that I had to throw a little bit in there about, like, you know, liking the Garbage Hound and being tempted into the darkness by him. And I'm really honored that I got to be on that with him. What shall we do next? Let's look at the one by Sweet Pea. Sweet Pea, of course, I'm going to get you to read your own.
Thank you. Okay.
It's there on the board whenever you're ready.
All right, thank you. I just have to get to the right site. There it is. I can get my computer there to load it. Come on. All right. No more stress for a clown. violet spears of chewing gum bubbles perched on smiled lips, temper tantrums displayed inside a vacuum space as a sugarcane face sucked lemons inside raw cheek split. Consequences of circus acts lay littered on the grass. Battles with the ignorant leave bloodstains on driveways. Bodies of the disobedient lay dismembered, heads up their ass. Festivals of fighting bring explosion, encouraged exposure, grandeur and fixation on every creation. Headaches. Join the band Rat-a-tat-tat, praising lunatics and rock stars. Take a bow. Silence and calm soak in gasoline rags. In solitary confinement, he chokes. The asphalt keeps grinding, tied up into rubber bands. Mirrors on walls deceive. Look back into tearful eyes. Dancing marionettes on strings pulled tight. In unfair battles of fright. Offer his strings to a burning sun's fire. To command the moon as he desired. And cool.
That was a beautiful read, sweet pea. Thank you. And let's get you some comments. Pam, I would love to know what you thought of Sweet Pea's poem.
First of all, the emotion in your voice as you read was just beautiful. You know, I think the title says so much. You know, we hate to lose somebody, especially somebody who meant so much to so many people, but to know that they're at peace. Amazing imagery and metaphors throughout, hard-hitting lines, a wonderful tribute, the emotional and physical pain that one goes through. Festivals of fighting bring explosions, encouraged exposures, grandeur, and fixation on every creation. Headaches join the band, rat-a-tat-tat, praising lunatics and rock stars, take a bow. You know, and he really did have his merry band of rap-free members that were his lunatics and his rap stars, or rock stars and rap stars. But yeah, this is definitely an amazing tribute and very well done.
Thank you, Pam, very
Agreed.
Much.
Agreed, Pam. Wonderful comment. Miss Katie, what did you think of Sweet Pea's poem for suicide?
It was very beautifully read. I enjoyed that so much. And again, we have that caring and that love coming through, which is always great to hear. Mm-hmm. I love that first stanza so much. I just think that all the colours and the smiles and the temper tantrums, it tells you so much about what was happening. So thank you so much for sharing that with us. It was great.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Miss Katie. And, you know, what I loved about your poem, Sweet Pea, was that you caught a lot of his personality, a lot of the things that he was dealing with. Like, I know he liked to fight, you know, and when I saw that festivals of fighting brings explosions, encourage exposure, grandeur, and fixation on every creation, you know, he had such a love for life, you know, and, you know, that when I was reading that, it just reminded me so much of him. And the thing that hurt me so deeply was when I heard you read, silence and calm soaked in gasoline rags. In solitary confinement, he choked. Oh, that got me. The asphalt keeps grinding tied up into rubber bands, you know. He never hid his life from any of us, you know. When he would go many times into rehab trying to get off of the things that just kept calling him back, the drugs and you know, the issues and problems, you know, with people that he surrounded himself with, and he tried to, you know, you caught that chaos that he was trying to deal with, you know, and then and then to be put in a rehab, you know, he did not like, he would just count the days. He would count the days before he went in, and he would count the days while he was in. And then, you know, we would just rejoice, you know, and just kept encouraging him. And I thought this was just a loving, beautiful tribute to this man who just was the phoenix, had the fire in his eyes and heart. Thank you.
Thank you.
And Faziana, would you like to make a comment on Sweet Pea's poem?
Yes. I was hit by that same part, the silence and calm soaked in the gasoline rags. And he did not do well with solitary confinement. He was, for a while, wasn't supposed to have a phone when he was in rehab, and he snuck one in because he was a little rebel like that. And he used to text me every night and tell me all about being in rehab. And it was just, he had a lot of trouble with being alone with his thoughts. So that part did definitely hit hard. But the festivals of fighting, bringing explosions, for that I'm not thinking about his, like, physical real-life fighting. That brought to me, like, the rap battles and the tournaments that he ran, like, when we did the Hunger Games. And he was so excited to be, like, handing out the imaginary weapons and having people create chaos. And he was always so excited about that. You know, he'd call me and he's like, should we send a balloon of this to that person? And he'd be so enthusiastic and excited about everything. Hearing the excitement in his voice whenever anything happened, like, he would read a battle and then he would call and be like, did you see it? Did you see the line? He was so proud of everyone. And I really miss those calls, but I think this captured those different aspects, you know, his excitement and his sadness. And there's a bit of a crudeness to this that is appropriate. You know, they lay dismembered with their heads up their ass. That sounds like something he would say.
Yeah, he hated when he liked us to battle in the battles, not with each other in the group.
Yes, this is true. And you know what? That is harder to enforce than I would have thought. I was always a part of things, but I played more of the mother role where I was like, just wait till your father gets home, and then I grab Suicide Suspect. And now I can't do that anymore. It's really hard. I have to be the disciplinary one. So yeah, I really appreciated that. That was well done. Thank you, Sweet Pea.
Thank you all very much.
Sweet Pea, would you like to say anything about your poem?
You know, I didn't know him very long. I knew him comparatively for a very short time compared to many other people. I knew him. And he was very encouraging. I'm not a rhyme poet, as many people that know my writing. I'm very much a prose poet. But through the hive, he was very encouraging. He was very funny. One of the things that he helped me through is, and I will read what he said to me. And he says, I cannot express my gratitude with your innate ability to adopt a new form and make it your own. I hope you find solace in the meaning in your mask the way I did. My first mask was the mink when I was only 10 years old, and it shaped and shifted my entire life. The qualities and characteristics we share, our strengths and even our cons, help me understand myself just a little bit better. We kind of bonded a little bit over mask and how we change our appearance for others in different ways and how we sometimes aren't always our true selves and you know, how we always should be and not be afraid to try new things and not be afraid to go out and be who we are because we live sometimes too much in fear. And I was very afraid to try doing these things. And I think that what he did for me And that's why I wanted to pay homage to suicide, because he made me step mm-hmm. out of my very comfort zone and start doing things I hadn't done in my poetry or other aspects of what I had done. I'd been very lazy in my poetry for a while, and he stopped that for me.
Yeah, he did the same thing for me, because I was, I think, for us, and I really can't say we're classic poets, but more modern poets, when he asked me to join the rap group, I was like, oh, hell no. I can't do that. You know, I will admit there was a yellow streak down my back. You know, and I remember when Aphasiana started. You know, you're right. When you put on that mask or in your first battles for the first time, it's terrifying. And, you know, I had a lot of self-doubt, and he just kept coaxing me and kept coaxing me. And, you know, and that's one of the things I can say he did, was that he could sense that we were afraid. There were certain poets on here joining the group and battling. We're very afraid. I was afraid. You know, I didn't believe in myself that I could do that, you know, because, you know, I was raised proper, you know, and you don't talk like that, young lady. Yeah, I know. So it was a challenge for me to let that beast out that, you know, that had gone through turmoil in her life. And he challenged me to let what I had hidden out. And, you know, he saw something in me that I couldn't see in myself.
Absolutely.
So, he was so good at that. You know, you know, right after we lost him, I had many conversations with many of the people who we had mutual friends with, and basically every single person said that he helped them be better, that he saw something mm-hmm. in them that helped them grow because they didn't even realize it was there. He had that power. He could see what you weren't mm-hmm. letting out and what you could contribute, and he just made you flourish. Like, I had no idea I could be able to, like, survive a week in rap free, never mind run it. But he had this, like, concept of he's like, hey, I need someone reliable. I think that's going to be you. You're going to come and do this. I don't even know what I'm doing. And he's like, you will. It's fine. You know, I have faith in you. So it was just, he saw that in everyone. He saw a spark, and he would just turn that into a fire. Mm-hmm. I should say, I just added someone, and I am not sure who we have, who just joined us.
It's me, Fallon.
Hi, Fallon.
Hi, Fallon.
Hey, guys.
Good to have you here.
Did you get to hear Sweet Pea's poem? Unfortunately, I did not. I apologize. Let's see. I'm going to get her back to Rap Free and see if I can pull up all the tributes.
I've been posting them as we go, too, so I will continue to do that in the chat of Rap Free.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, no problem. The next one that I was going to go for is the one by Phoenix House, because we were talking about him in rehab, and when he was in rehab, he got a whole bunch of the people to participate. We were just saying that he brings that out, he gets people to try to put their darkness to good use, and he did that when he was in rehab. He inspired so many people. So I'm going to play something that was a collaboration with a bunch of people at Phoenix House, which is one of the treatment centers that he spent some time with. This is Taking Our Lives Back.
Good seriously. Along my other major problem, you turned it off.
What's your DOC?
Heroin.
Alcohol.
Yo, what's your DOC?
Everything under the sun, bro, but mostly cocaine.
Yo, what's your DOC?
Self-inflicted pain, toxicity, wine, women, and song.
What's your DOC?
Just come back.
Fentanyl, alcohol, and cocaine. What's your
deal?
Alcohol.
Drugs.
Crack. Fentanyl and meth.
Heroin and fentanyl.
Fentanyl and meth.
Fentanyl.
Alcohol.
Heroin.
Crystal meth.
A.K.A. sex, THC. Oh, and don't forget truths.
No. I'm not half the man it takes to even have a chance. More amount to ram, one slip, it's an avalanche. But today we do the happy dance, since we are... Yeah, Superman wasn't even stupid to plan to crash landing, dropping like a bomb just to conquer the planet. I'm a goner at that, but not today, motherfucker. We are breathe, smoke rockets to combat you. So dope, I overdose upon contact. I'm a super ruin, loser, hypochondriac. Still, we are
breathe.
I was high in narcotics and high in the vodka. Center of intervention in a psychiatry doctor. For the cause of the nausea and visualize my life throughout both the eyes of that monster. All I wanna do is get high on nostalgia, fly like albatross across the sky of Awata. Be accomplished in both eyes of my mama, be a survivor and provide a better life for my daughter.
We are taking our lives back.
Crack, heroin, and crystal meth.
Alcohol.
Alcohol.
Crack.
Benzos and opiates.
What's your DOC?
Alcohol.
Fentanyl and meth.
Alcohol.
Crack, meth, and dope.
Heroin.
Crystal meth.
Alcohol.
Crystal meth and heroin and THC.
Your DOC?
Crack and fentanyl, Mr. President.
On my mind. You don't want to know. I'm just screaming for those messages. Searching for that dope.
Hating my life.
There might be some hope, but for now, I need to cope, and that she's always there but never kind enough to share. Even in my darkest time, she helped me see her light, and when I'm with her, such a bitter delight.
Damn, you're taking my life back.
She gets high as a kite, now I'm throwing in her sight, and I can never get her out of my sight. But she always wins when I pick the fight for the things I've had to do for her. And the kind of things that I've endured. She poisons me and burns her body as the cure, but I still love her.
We are taking our lives back.
We are taking our lives back.
We are taking our lives back.
I knew that there was no one else gave a shit. I wasn't gonna let him give up on himself.
Taking our lives back.
So good. Okay, Silent, I know you're new to the show and you haven't had a chance to comment, so I would love to know what you thought of this rap that Suicide did with the Pack.
It was very touching for me, and it hit home a lot because most people know that I used to have an addiction myself, and it's one day at a time, and it's standing up as united as a group instead of just being alone. So I think this is what this represents. And I think it just screams his fight, his real fight. And I'm just glad he didn't give up. And I think I get really emotional because I told myself before I called the show that when I called, I was going to bring a bit of positivity to his memory and nothing that would make me want to cry. But he was like family to me, and I love him. I miss him very, very.
Thank you, Selma. Love you.
You're welcome. Love you.
Athasiana, I'd like to because I know you had something to do with this, I'd like to know your thoughts on this lyrical brilliance by Suicide in the Pack.
I love it so much. I was so incredibly proud of him when I heard this because, you know, he was firing them up to know their strength, to encourage mm-hmm. them to fight, to do better, to to take their lives back. And I just had so much respect for that. And it just showed me that, you know, he was encouraging to so many people. And I remember when he did this, he was sending me messages about it, and he was like, guess what? I got everyone to say something, even if it was just what they were addicted to. He's so happy that he got everyone to be a part of it, and he was going to try to get them all to write their own songs, and he would, like, make a compilation of all of their songs. I don't think that ever happened, but just his energy was contagious, and they wanted to be a part of it, and it breaks my heart that he didn't really, you know, fully get his life back. And the part where he says, I want to make a better life for my daughter, mm-hmm. I mean, that part just crushes me because I think about her all the time. But I'm so, so proud of how this came together. And, you know, when he says, I'm not half the man, where, I don't know where that is. It's something about, like, I'm not half the man to have half a chance. I don't remember the exact wording, but that's something he said all the time. Like, he never felt good enough to make it. And mm-hmm. That just really, really struck me. I was always trying to convince him otherwise. But, I mean, he would show me things like statistics. He was like, I'm Native and I'm an addict and blah, blah, blah. And he would be like, so I'm more likely to die by 35 than to be successful. And I was like, that's not true. And then I looked it up and statistically it was. And I was like, that is so horrible. So he opened people's eyes to realities of things, to the way that people were treated. And even though it was awful things to open my eyes to, it was important things because we can't make change unless we know what's going on. So mm-hmm. he was really good at that, and I was really proud of him for trying to make such progress. He was very inspiring.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yeah, you know, in some ways, when he would talk to me, you know, I felt his energies as if he felt alone. And, but yet he could get a tribe of people to move along with him in his fight. You know, he didn't hide things from us, you know. One of the things, you know, that, you know, while I was listening to this and what mattered most to him and was he loved his daughter. And, you know, one day if his daughter listens to this, you know, I want her to know that her father loved her very much. And he had a lot of pain in his life. And I want her to know that he tried and tried and tried. He never wanted to leave her. And, you know, and he, you know, like he was, you know, like he says, I'm just searching for those answers and searching for that dope. You know, he was trying to live in both worlds and he couldn't. His heart and his eyes glowed and shined when he looked at his daughter. And he would look at us in that same way as his, kind of like his adopted kids, you know. Didn't matter how old we were or how young we were his kids. He wanted to take into his pack and he wanted us to get that bite on. You know, he always loved to stir things up and, you know, and he just was just a force of nature. And you were talking about, like he did this in his rehab, he also did that in his group, and that's what he always wanted. So I want you to know that you did achieve your dreams, whether you didn't believe that you could get that far or not, you did it.
And Ms. Pam, I would love to know your thoughts.
Well, first of all, I'd like to say that it's just really an honor to be here and to listen to you all comment and to feel the love that you and respect you all had for him. You know, this is amazing. I am so impressed. I would have to say this is definitely a legacy that he has left behind. I mean, first of all, it's impressive anyway, but then when you read in the AN that there's over 36 voices in this collaboration, and you think, oh my goodness, he got 36 people together who were struggling with their own darkness, their own addictions, and they put this together in order to be a voice for a people that needed a voice. I mean, this is just amazing all the way through. And I loved hearing you. And I feel so sad. You know, I didn't know him as well as you guys did, but I feel sad because of your loss. And I feel sad especially for his daughter's loss. And the thing is when you were talking, Lou, you know, I didn't really know him, but I've known so many gruff and tough men who become like this basically putty in their baby girls, you know, when they look at their baby girls. And, you know, so I could just imagine it. I could. And so, this was absolutely wonderful and very well done. And hello, Fallon.
Hey, Pam. How are you?
Not bad.
No. And I see that Sweet Pea dropped. Thank you for calling in, Sweet Pea. Miss Katie, I would love to know what you thought of these lyrics.
It was absolutely wonderful to hear all those voices together and all meaning what they were saying. And I have to think that he had got as much from you all as you got from him. So it was a mutual inspiring each other, holding each other up. I thought it was brilliant.
Oh, thank you, Miss Katie. You know we love you, girlfriend. Okay. We're back to you, Faze. Faziana.
All right. Well, in response to what you said, Louie, about us all being his kids, that was absolutely the case. Whenever he was going through a really bad time, he was like, you're going to take care of my kids for me, right? And I was like, always like, yes, I promise. The kids will be taken care of. They won't need to be because you're going to be here too, but we're going to take care of the kids together. And he'd be like, okay, just make sure the kids are okay. So, I mean, I already loved the group and all of the rappers, but that I just – I have to take care of his kids, you know. of course, his real daughter, too. I mean, as much as I could, I'd love to. I did send her mother the link to this so she may listen to it. And I had shared some audios with them so that they have it when Brooklyn's old enough, she'll be able to hopefully listen to him. That was really important to me. Like you said, Liz, we want her to know that she was so loved, and she was. Absolutely. He talked about her constantly. He's so proud, such a proud dad. Felon, I'm putting your poem up if you're ready we have an audio. Do you want me to do the audio or do you want to read it live?
If you would, please, I'd appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay. Here we go. Sorry, I have tons of audios. It's in here somewhere. I know what it is. There it is.
This is a tribute to suicide suspect. May you forever rest in peace. Is this where we say goodbye? Left alone to ask all the wise, grief, where's your name? As speaking it, we'll never tell the same. Denial is a slow pill to reality. Skin amongst layers. Asking, is this real? Silent suffocates chance. and Facts Debate. Will you be back? Your private moments allowing us to share just one more rhyme, inheriting words, racing comments, descriptive upon my page, blood and bone sleep beneath nature's vessels, and death's final voice. Feathered fade is an escape from your demons. Your spirit just couldn't shake. So I'm gonna dream you back to life, even if it's just for the night. Relieving me is saying goodbye. Is it just a word offering an escape, one you often embrace? As peace evades amongst the huge dripping gray, ordering the muting and being brave. Confidence stitched thick, human insecurity bitch. Presenting Taylor Fitz off bars of diabolical spits. Displaying what truly exists, disguising truth, what bleeds ink of clever wit. Left the question, did I offer you the help that provided suggestions, granting awareness and self-preservation? You settled like gravity, drifting along the night's flare, whispering, my death is something no one else should have to bear. Peace gifted, within, heavenly sleep. Until next time, my friend, Godspeed. I love you.
Thank you for that beautiful poem that you wrote for him, Felon. Let's start getting some comments. Pam, I would like to know what you thought of Felon's poem.
Oh, my goodness. Powerful, emotive lines. A brilliant performance on the SoundCloud with a backup music that really created a great sense of balance. But it truly is the depth of emotion that speaks from the heart of this poem, with its hard-hitting and emotive lines, having to say goodbye to a friend who was like family. I was actually having a conversation with someone today that, I said there's family that you're born with and family that you choose. I really like how you have denial as a slow peel to reality, skinning amongst layers, asking, is this real? Silence suffocates chance. As facts debate, you'll be back. It's like you're going through the different stages of grief, and within that line, you hit on the stage of denial where you just don't want it to be true. And then the viscerality of the imagery in blood and bone sleep beneath nature's vessel and death's final voyage, feathered fate is the escape from demons your spirit couldn't shake. It is such a difficult thing to know that a friend just could not shake those demons that held on tight to them until the final moment, and yet there's so much light that they shared with others. So amazing write and very well done.
Thank you, Pam. Miss Katie, I would like to know what you thought of Felon's poem.
Oh, that was brilliant, Felon. I could feel the passion. You needed him to hear you. And, you know, we hope he can hear all of you. I thought it was beautiful. I just loved the strength that you had when you were saying those words. Very well done. Thank you.
Thank you, Miss Katie. And, you know, what I loved about your poem is the way that you expressed yourself, Felon. Denial is slow peel to reality. Skinning amongst layers, asking, is this real? You know, the shock, you know, I'm still shocked. It's been a few months and I still can't believe it. And I still haven't said goodbye because I can't. I saw a comment of his on my poem the other day and I just, I couldn't deal with it. You know, I just, you know, it just, I know from talking to, you know, some of you, silence suffocates chance as facts debate, you'll be back. You know, that, you know, I talked to Felon and we had some conversations about this, you know, not
believing that he was gone, and I still haven't said goodbye yet, you know, because I still feel him. And you beautifully expressed it here. I could just hear your heart beating with the rhythm and that you wrote this with. And, you know, I never believed that you can say goodbye to somebody that you love, you know? I just don't have it in me to say goodbye.
We don't have to say goodbye.
I know, baby. I know he's gone, but I think it's more like, for my people, it's more like they're waiting for us. You know, it's not a goodbye in the sense that we will all be together later in another place. And so I thought you did this wonderfully. You expressed yourself beautifully. You know, and it's you know, right now I'm going to stop there and let Faziana comment on Felon's poem.
Well, first I want to hug you, Lou. I know we're long distance, but imagine the hugs, because I totally feel it with you. And you are not alone in that denial. And I think that Felon, you got that perfectly in that line. The denial is a slow peel to reality. It is a slow peel. I keep going back to that stage of grief over and over again. It's hard not to. And especially because we were long-distance friends, it's easy to pretend sometimes that he's still out there, it's maybe I'm not seeing him every day, but he's there in my head. I was going to Vancouver 2 weeks ago, and he lived there, and I immediately found myself excited to see him, and I'm like, he's not going to be there. Like, I had to go through it all over again of realizing that. It's just that you really got it with that slow peel. That is a good way of saying it. And the confident, stitched, thick, hemming insecurities, bitch, presenting tailored fit off bars of dialogue, diabolical spit. Now, I think that works for him, and it works for you. And, you know, he put on that confident air, but he felt insecurities. But he could spit like the devil. And I think that applies to you, too. And I think that he helped a lot of people stitch that confidence on when they felt insecurities, and he taught them how to do the diabolical spit. So I really enjoyed that stanza, because that felt like it was him and it was the people who he loved. That was fantastic.
And Felon, would you like to say anything about your poem you wrote?
I'd like to say something about him. He was more than just family. He was
mm-hmm.
He was my best fight. If anybody ever seen me and him go at it, they would know.
we know.
And he'd be telling me, please talk to Felon, please talk to Felon.
He told me, he said, you know, you're the only one that really would stand up to me, like 100% stand up to me and not take my shit and would put me in my place so quick. And he said, and that's why he would call me at a certain time. I mean, in the middle of the night, I could get a call from him because, of course, the hour, you know, the time difference. But he said, you know, you're harder on me than I am myself. And he said, then I need that.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm. No, don't be sorry. He needed
he
to hear
one night. I had like an hour and a half drive, and he talked to me the whole time. Even when I ordered my food, he goes, "Oh, you eat that feet?" I was like, "Man, shut up! I don't eat whatever I want to eat." you know. And people that drop these on is crazy because I'm sitting there yelling and cussing at him. And they don't hear him because they have my Bluetooth in because they only hear me. And they're like, who are you talking to? And I said, you got me thinking I'm crazy. And he said, oh, no, you do that all by yourself. You do that on your own. You can do that well. So, you know, I can remember all those things that, you know, we'd argue with us and fight, even when we weren't, even when I wasn't in the group. I was in the group. He would still talk to me. He's like, you know, people would think, you know, I was crazy that we talk. He said, but you just, you own a certain part of me, Fee, whether you know it or not. And I'll never forget that. And like I told him, it's like, you know, you always call at the right times when I need somebody. And I can call you. And he goes,
yeah.
Belle, it's me, Belly Belle. And, you know, and he wrote me from the first time he went, when he went off back in, I think it was 2019 when he went to the first rehab. And he actually wrote me. I have that letter. I'll keep it forever.
Aww.
He told me some very personal things in there. And he's like, you know, I've never done that from anybody else in the group. I've never wrote them or anything. He said, I just feel a sense of you. He said, you feel like, he said, I'm not saying you're my mom. I said, I'm probably old enough to be your mom, to be honest. But he said, you have a motherly figure for me. He said, you don't put up with my shit. And he said, you don't and you won't put up with my addiction. I said, absolutely not. He said, but you also build me up. He said, you can break me down, but you build me up even better. So, he told me, he said, you're my best. He said, you were my best fight. And he was one of mine too, because we neither one of us backed down. We were both alphas. So I thank him for giving me a place to find a voice for myself to push back when others would, growing up, things I would never have been able to fight back, but now I fight back and sometimes maybe a little too good. And I've learned to. I got
to. I'm
sorry,
but I've seen you fight back a little too good, so that could help. Yeah. I think he could see the different degrees in each of us.
Yeah.
And, you know, even though, especially. He taught, I noticed that he had an ability to see through people who have been abused. And it's like he put that fire, it was like iron to our spines. You know, he put that iron to our spines for it to stabilize us. You know, he was shaky, but one thing he was not shaky with, he wasn't shaky with helping us. And giving us strength, you know, giving us to let that voice scream out and to fight back. He taught us to be fighters, to be, I think it's more like survivors. I was already a survivor, but I wasn't a survivor in the sense where my fangs came out. He taught me to use my fangs.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. He was really good at that. Mm-hmm.
Agreed. Miss Daisy, and then we're back to you, sweetie.
Okay. We have one by Irish Rose, and I'm wondering if Katie would be willing to read that one for us.
Yes, of course. No problem. Give me a moment to get to refresh the page. No, I don't see it yet. Let me just refresh again. Oh, yes, I've got it now. Here we are. Okay, this is The Man and His Song by Irish Rose. It's 4:30 a.m. and I read you are gone from our pleasure, traveling to another far distant shore that has shimmering words with poetic hearts and deep, deep souls, with your thoughts left on heart notes. Where the words syncopate, the rhythm dividing and residing in the mind, vibrating the spirit down to the feet, dancing across time in bold rhythmic rhyme beat, and maniac harmony that can never be copied nor forgotten. The clone. Man and his song and poem.
Thank you, Katie. You did a beautiful, wonderful read of Irish poems, tribute for suicide, the man and his song. And let's go ahead and get some comments. Pam, what did you think of Irish Rose poem for suicide?
I'm sorry, Lou, did you say my name?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Sure did.
Okay. Oh, I thought this was absolutely beautiful. And that opening line really hits hard because, you know, there's something about the early morning hours that already make you feel vulnerable. But I can just imagine what it must have been like to get that news, you know, at 4:30 a.m. to read that and have those words just, like, rip your heart out. You know, there's just such amazing imagery and metaphors all the way through. Irish Rose is quite a talented poetess. I felt like this was definitely another one that was a beautiful and heartfelt tribute and really a wonderful reminder that his poetic voice will always be with us. And that's why I especially like the final stanza with dancing across time and bold rhythmic rhyme beat and maniac harmony that can never be copied nor forgotten, the clown, the man, and his song. Wonderful lines and very well done.
Agreed. Thank you, Pam, so much. And Fallon, what did you think of Irish's Rose poem for suicide? Your thoughts?
I think that it spoke volumes to his spirit and that I echo what Pam said. That last stanza really hammers it home. I think just if you could sum him up or sum up his life or sum up his talent, I think that last stanza does it so beautifully. In all honesty, I think it should be engraved in something because I think that's how much it really speaks of him and speaks of his work. So our show has really knocked us out of the park and beautifully said some things and really held her pen to his talent. So excellent job.
Great. Beautiful comment. Thank you. And Susanna, I'd like to know what you thought of Irish's Rose tribute. Your thoughts?
Well, the first stanza hit me because I had to be the person who shared it. The words, that was my words she was reading. And, oh man, it was hard to say. And to be the person who told people that, because I didn't want it to be real, and then everyone kept asking me, is it real? I hope not, but yes. So that first part makes me feel guilty. But the end is absolutely gorgeous. I like maniac harmony. Because usually you think of harmony as being, like, smooth and together. But it's sort of like in my messy office where there's organized chaos, and he was organized chaos. He had, like, chaos in the most wonderful ways. He's such a creative mind, and that maniac harmony just is absolutely perfect. And that line, not forgotten, the clown, the man, and his song, actually, we're dedicating a book to him soon, and I'm going to ask Irish Rose if we can use that line. I think that would be great.
Thank you. You know, what I loved about her poem was that second stanza, but if I read it, I'll break out in tears again. You know, but what I also loved her third stanza, where the words syncopate with the rhyme, dividing and reciting in the mind, vibrating the spirit down through the feet. He was always looking for some music, you know, like he would ask me, what did I think about this? And, you know, especially for the battles or for when he just wanted people just to write to it. He was always searching whatever his mood was,
whatever he was feeling, whatever he was going through, he would search for that beat and he would just make it scream because he would just slam down those lyrical notes. And, you know, and it made me happy thinking of him, you know, how he was always looking for music, you know, for whatever it was that he wanted to do. You know, I could just see him searching, you know, because like it says, dividing and reciting in his mind, you know, because he was already getting those lyrics and the words he wanted to spread, but he had to find that beat. So I really thought that she caught him in that, and I enjoyed it, and especially your second stanza, because it touched me a lot, because he did leave a lot of hard notes on all of us. Ah. And Miss Katie, you did a beautiful job in reading Irish's Rose poem. I'd like to know your thoughts.
I echo what everybody else has said. It was beautifully written and obviously so dedicated to a man that everybody loves. I think it's great. And as everybody else has already said, and I agree, that last stanza was just brilliant. It was. It basically shows somebody who, as I have already said, inspired people, and that's something it's not easy to do, and especially if you yourself are sort of dancing on a very narrow chord and trying to keep yourself upright. To give that time to other people, it's amazing. And perhaps giving that time to other people helped him to forget for a moment or a second what was going on in his poor mind. So, beautifully done, Irish Rose.
Thank you. And back to you, Ceciana.
Okay, so just so you know, Felyn has dropped. She said thank you for having her here, but she's feeling too emotional, and that is totally valid.
Understandable.
It is. I have been trying to fortify myself for this for a week, trying to convince myself that I can do this. So I totally understand not being able to, and I was very impressed of how she managed to do her audio, because my audios have not been coming together, I'll tell you that. The next poem is by Dark Mind, and Luyu, would you like to read that one?
Okay. Thank you. Tribute for Clowny by Dark Mind. Time ticks on as days move swiftly. Sometimes I wonder when we're all staying here writing. Do you see us? Do you still see me? I still miss the way you rapped and rhymed so freely. Or those chat-up lines so cheesy and seedy. I wish you believed me when I told you that night. Clowny, don't you dare give up your fight. We wrote many paragraphs to each other about us winning in life, how life is living, and we'd laugh till we cried. We would talk about life sending us in circles, chasing away pain in hues of purples. You always said in the end, it's only us that control our feelings. And I trusted those words because I thought you believed it. You had so many plans. This was only the beginning. The next thing I know, damn, Clowny, why you go missing? No goodbyes, because had I known, I would have stayed longer. Now these days in Rat Free, the place feels somber. I never knew what the odds were, and if I knew where your gods were, I'd have so many questions. I know it wasn't your intention. You never learned from your lessons. I pray the skies are calm wherever you're flying. I thank you for the good times and the times you never gave up trying to unleash every one's potential. I can't tell you how many of us you inspired to pick up a pen and pencil or practice audios and rap over crazy instrumentals. Your world was short-lived, but your memory will never die. I pray your daughter sees you every day when she looks up to the sky. May she hear Daddy's lullabies and her sweet dreams. See, to everyone, Clowny, you were something. Though sometimes you thought you never meant a thing. We all miss you. I miss you. Sometimes I get so mad. Other times I read your poetry and I choke up and I feel sad. but most days I read back over our messages and it makes me smile. And I guess getting used to never having you around anymore. Will you take us all a little while in poem?
Beautiful,
Liu. That was a beautiful read. Thank you, Liu. You did a really great job at that. And I felt your feelings, and I feel like you showed Dark Mind's feelings at the same time. And I think Dark Mind really, you know, captured what so many of us are feeling here. You know, wondering, do you still see me? Wanting him to see what was our progress and how we feel about him, and that we're still, you know, honoring him and loving him, and we want to share things with him because, you know, when you do well in a poem, when you've got a new contest that's exciting and you want to show him, it's like, can he still see? I like that question there. That way that they you know, revved each other on of don't give up. And when she says, chasing away pain in hues of purples, it makes me think of like those bruises, and they're not physical bruises, but the marks of their things that they've been through, and you know, bonding over that pain and knowing that you're encouraging each other to succeed. And, you know, again, she's talking about how he inspired her and he inspired people. And that's been a theme all throughout because that's what he did. And, you know, I really hope that the daddy's lullabies are there for his daughter as well. Because he was so good at that. This is a really emotional piece. I mean, I've been crying a lot tonight, but this is definitely brought the tears. Thank you, Dark Mind. Katie, would you like to comment?
Oh, I thought it was obviously it was so full of emotion. That's all I can say. It was just it's the emotion that's coming out, and perhaps it's a good thing. It eases the ache in the heart a little bit. But yeah, like everybody tonight. There's been so much love and pain shared. So thank you for allowing me to be here.
I appreciate you being here. Sam, would you like to comment?
Oh, absolutely. This is, again, another powerful, emotive tribute. You know, and what I like about this right, especially, is the fact that Dark Mind reminds us that, you know, anger is a part of grief, and it's okay to be angry. It's okay to be angry at the person for leaving. It's okay to be angry at, you know, the situation and life in general. There's such hard-hitting lines throughout, really just beautiful. And she says, I pray the skies are calm wherever you are flying. I thank you for the good times and the times you never gave up trying. And then it really hits hard with, we all miss you, I miss you. Sometimes I get so mad. Other times I read your poetry and I choke up and feel sad. Amazing lines and very well done.
Liu, you did an amazing read. Do you feel up to commenting?
Yes. You know, going along with everybody's comments, you know, because, you know, we do feel the same, you know, we miss him. And, you know, there is, you know, that anger that, you know, I if I could just shake him, you know, just like, you know, please, you know, wake up. You know, it's part of who he was, you know, He had so many. Yeah, that was some of the issues he had, yes. And we realized that, you know, that's what took his life. But there's such a vast amount of positive things that he did. And, you know, this is reminding us, you know, he was there for us. You know, it didn't matter what we were going through. You know, if he felt, if he sensed, you know, he would talk to you. You know, he would try to say, oh, do you need me to come down there and see you? Do you need me to hold you? Do you know, you know, letting us know that he cared, you know, all of us. Just, he was always chasing our pain away by in some ways pushing his back. And, you know, and we all believed in him, you know, we all supported him because, you know, when you love somebody, you know, whether you love them or you're just friends or just anybody in general, you want them to succeed. And I wanted him to succeed. All of us wanted him to succeed. And, you know, there's, you know, those notes, the conversations that we had with him, he wasn't always, you know, thinking about what he was going through, or, you know, he was always worried about what everybody else was going through. And, you know, you can read this in here, you know, it says you just never learn from your lessons. You know, sometimes it takes several kicks in the butt or a knock on the head for us to get it through. But I believe he was starting to learn his lesson. And, but even though this happened, for whatever reason, what made him tip, the thing is that when we were tipping, he was there to hold us up. And this was just beautifully penned by Dark Mind, because I see so many things in here, and I hope that one day, when she gets older, you know, that she will to hear her father's voice and see that he did his damnedest to be here, because he wanted to get a home and have a room to put his baby in and to take care of her and have her with him. So he loved her very much, and I miss him too, Dark Mind. And you know what? He does, you know, every time I see the word, and I'm going to go off here for a little bit, every time I see the word boob, I think of him.
There's actually one of the reviews that's specifically about that, so it's not just you.
So, you know, there's he had a wicked, wicked, sharp sense of humor. And, you know, every once in a while I got him. But, you know, that's just, you know, he just liked to just jump into the, you know, he reminded me of that person that you're in the pool and everybody's sitting there calm drinking their lemonade, and he runs and cannonballs into the pool and wets everybody. And that's just, you know, the way he was. He was that bowling ball that would knock over all the pins, and then he would just laugh. I could just hear his onion laugh. Good memories.
Yes, that was totally him. He would cannonball into anything. And and sometimes you needed that, though, you know? Things were never boring with him around. I'll give him that.
Yes.
Rarely peaceful, but never boring.
Yes, that is true. Yeah, and you know, you think you could just sit there and knock him over, and then he would come with another, you know, just, he was just something else. You know, he was something else. Thank you, Faziana. Back to you, sweetheart.
Okay, I'm going to play his song, Under the Tracks, and prepare to cry again, because I know I will. Under the Tracks, where are you? you know, maybe I'm not going to. Because I don't see it. Darn. Okay. I'm going to skip that one for now. Unless, okay. Lou, are you in the studio too?
Yeah, I can see. Hold on.
See if you see it.
I'm looking. There's a lot of...
I know there's so many. I don't feel like I might be... Okay, so we're going to go on to...
Okay.
Okay, that's all right. We have many, many. I put more than we needed in. But if anyone later wants to go look at Under the Tracks, that was one where he saw someone else going down the bad path and he, you know, was sad for her. So instead, we're going to go on one where, again, he was encouraging the people in treatment. And this is just one day at a time. And he did it with his friend who he met in treatment, John Kay. It's a collaboration. One day at a time.
I am suicide suspect in a classical teen speed freak, masochistic, mad, and sad, sadistic addict. I'm a substance abuser. I give a fuck about my future. How could I improve when I'm moving through the dirt? I'm such a fucking loser. I used her, I'm a mooch. I'm proving that I grew up just to do what? Just to lose her? Dude, are you sure? I think in total darkness. Wake up and I do worse. I thought I wasn't bad. It doesn't matter who I hurt. In fact, I'm even sadder that I thought I had to be the man who handed you the curse. The same addict brain as a dog and a monster. Flawed heavy rockstar, a nod to the offer. Lost even farther from home. With a heart sharper than stone, father gone, heart of gold, falling apart, narcotic code, I gotta go, empty bodies from the cargo load, party with Riccardi, Coke, and Marlboro, it's hard to show this part of my soul, and you can tell me anything you want, but I ain't praying to your motherfucking God, bro.
Hi, I'm John, and I'm an addict.
Hi, John.
I know what they used to say. I know it's almost easier to always say that you're fine. I know that you feel only a little under a shine. I remember what they told me, just one day at a time.
Is anybody taking 30 days clean?
Yeah. Hi, my name's Suicide, and I'm an addict.
Candle loses nothing with lighting another candle. They say that God never gives you more than you could handle. Say I take the pussy and I place it on the mantle. Say that I gave up, but say I never left the battle. Every day an asshole. Anyway, the castle gets some heavy play and bass, and I'm an animal. So heavy-handed with the cash, I'm getting paid as hassle. I'm such a pressure cooker bomb, stick grenade and shrapnel. I learned the path and not forgotten. That it creates a vast open space that all the fuss are often lost in. A lost kid popping lids off the top of the coffins. I've learned that even when exhausted, the benefits and profits can get switched with the losses. And yet it's just a test of honesty and get us to accomplish and feel bad we really want it. What if I told you that we too could have everything we ever wanted?
Is there anybody taking 60 days?
I am.
Hi, John.
I know they used to say that they hate when you cry. I know it's almost easier to always say that you're fine. I know that you feel only a good thunder, rain, or shine. I remember what they told me just one day at a time.
What do I feel?
Oh, oh. I love you. Oh. Oh.
love you, Brooklyn.
I love you.
I miss you, Dad.
You know, this just shows what an amazing artist that Suicide was and how he encouraged people to just dip in and let their souls be free. You know, I was looking, he got a gold medal on this, and he says, "It's been such an incredible roller coaster of a journey in here. I've decided to pick up all the pieces I forgot the first time around. I am in good hands as team leader. I brought the boys of PC2 together, and they joined in the recording of this song during the NA meeting. I cannot reveal their names as it is anonymous, but one of them is my dear friend John Kay, who I quickly found out could sing like an angel. If I ever bring them to Rat Free, I would like you all to thank them as they have kept me grounded, safe, and has saved me from relapse and been huge support in my recovery. The recordings of my daughter were mostly from the dinner we had the other night. On my 60 days, I was allowed out by myself and went straight home to be with her. I hope you all are doing okay. And if you are suffering from an addiction, never hesitate to come and talk to me." And I want to thank him for that, because even though he's not with us anymore, he still carries us with him in his life and in his energies. And just when I heard his daughter laughing, that is the happiness that he made us feel when he got us to believe in ourselves. And you can hear the happiness and love in his daughter's voice. Pam, what did you think? Yeah, I'd like to know your thoughts.
Oh, wow. This is just amazing. I mean, a wonderful collaboration between him and his friend, as always. I mean, his talent just shines through. And I'm so glad you read the AN, Lou, because that really adds to the meaning of the poem and the depth. You know, to hear his daughter's voice at the end, her laughter and her love, I mean, it was just such a beautiful thing. Amazing write and very well done.
Thank you, Pam. And Miss Katie, I'd like to know your thoughts.
Well, I wasn't as lucky as you ladies. I only touched thoughts with him a couple of times. I was in that contest, Alpha and Omega tour. I was a deadly funnel web spider. Would you, Adam, knew that? And he wrote to me, leave it to Weaver of Dreams to make the deadly funnel webs sound adorable. And then he said, I can't wait. Ah, yeah, exactly. I thought it was lovely. I can see what you mean about him carrying you with him. And then he said, I can't wait to see your little soul square up. So cool. Yes, so that was lovely. Thank you.
Thank you, Miss Kate. Anastasiana, your thoughts?
Well, this was to my contest. I gave him the gold, and I'm going to read my comment that I wrote because I can't think right now. I'm too emotional. So I said, "This blew me away. When I read this title, I knew it was going to be powerful because you have incredible bravery to put your true struggles in your writing, and I think the best songs or poetry come from that personal place." I said, "Having your daughter at the end was a low blow because 'Daddy, I miss you' had me crying at the heartbreaking cuteness. Way to hit me in the feels, you cruel clown. The line, 'I give a fuck about my future,' hit hard, and it made me smile because I think there's a stereotype that substance users don't give a fuck, and here you stand strong, proving them wrong. You say, 'It's hard to show this part of my soul, but that vulnerability is worthy of respect.' And I thank him for the AN, and I talk about how his rap flow is incredible, and it was, you know, it just balanced really well, and it was so great that he got other people to participate. I thought the repetition of just one day at a time was great because it's a mantra in AA and I guess probably NA. I just really loved how he was so supportive of everyone, of in treatment, in the contest. He was always pushing everyone to be better. And I mean, the part with his daughter missing him broke my heart when he was in rehab. So for it now is just like 1,000 times more of a punch in the heart. But I'm so happy that he included that because it just shows how important that she was to him and that he was doing this for her. He was trying to be better for her. So that was really special to me, and thank you for letting me include that. Okay. Trying to make sure I get everyone's, but I can't see because I'm crying. Let's see. So let's do one by Evelina, who I believe is also a late night poet.
Mm-hmm.
Pam, would you read the one by Evelina, please?
I would be happy to. And this is Seuss by Evelina. Occasionally in life, there comes someone who uplifts you, grips you, rips everything you do into two, and refuses the hate you impress onto yourself. They make you shine. Even when they're going through their own personal hell, they make you pick up your crown and demand you prevail, and they will not let you feel sorry for yourself.
Mm.
And even in digital exchanges, you feel the smile and the glow in their words. I will miss you, Seuss. Thank you for being my friend. I just know you are surfing on the steps of constellations, raising hell and home.
Oh, you did such a powerful, fabulous read of Evelina's poem on Seuss. Pam, it was just fantastic. Miss Katie, I would love to know your thoughts.
Oh, this, again, is such a lovely piece of poetry. And it's just little aspects of life you don't even think about until you look back. And I think this is just lovely. I said, looking back. And
mm-hmm.
I just know you are surfing on the steps of constellations, raising hell. That's just another lovely line that should go in the book, I think. Isn't that beautiful? And obviously somebody who cared very much about him as well. So very well done, Evelina. It was very well written.
Agreed. Thank you so much, Katie. And Faviana, your thoughts?
I liked how she says that he refuses the hate you impress onto yourself. And, you know, there is very few people who really, like, see that self-hatred that you secretly hold and unravel it and, you know, are determined to make you feel better about yourself. And he was one of those people. So I really like that she said that. Make you pick up your crown. So, like, he doesn't put the crown directly on your head. He's not just like, hey, you're a princess now. He's just like, you're going to pick up that crown, and you're going to put it on, and you're going to kick some ass. Like, he makes you do it, but he makes
yeah.
you feel like you can, you know? And I think she recognized that when she capitalizes there, your crown. It's like, he tells you, that's yours, but you got to go through hell to get it because that's just how it is. And I mean, with all of his competitions and stuff, he's like that, but it was like that in life too. It was like,
mm-hmm.
He always called me Aphasie, and he'd be like, Aphasie, you know what you have to do, don't you? because you can be in charge of this, but you got to go do it. It's not going to be easy. And he would just, like, be, like, the drill sergeant who was also your cheerleader. That's what I see in this stanza. So I feel like she really saw that in him. And then even in digital exchanges, you feel the smile and glow in their words. And that can be hard sometimes. You can't tell people's tone, but with him, you knew. It was just there. And she recognizes that. So I can tell that she had that connection with him because she points out the things that I saw as well. And it just shows that she had that really close friendship and love. Thank you for sharing that, Evelina.
Yeah, you know, I really like that line that you brought out because, you know, being verbally abused is vastly different than being there's different types of abuse. We all know that. But it the verbal abuse tends to rot in your mind, you know. It just, you know, this has happened years ago, or maybe it hasn't happened years ago. Those words are still there. And, you know, and he would just, like, you know, you'd get in that corner and you'd put your head down and then all of a sudden, you know, he wasn't that clown. And he would shape shift, you know. He was a shifter. And, you know, he'd bring out, you know, being the minx and the hyena and the clown. And he would shapeshift, and whatever you were feeling, he naturally shapeshifted into whatever it was that he needed to get you to pick you up by the back of your pants. You know, he'd pick you up by the back of your pants, look at him, get in, bark, you know, rah, 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 you know, like a hyena, you know. And get you, he would not let you leave the pack. He would go and search for you, and he would bring you back into the pack. And this is what it reminded me of because, you know, we'd go and try, if you would try to lick your wounds during a battle, which, you know, sometimes, you know, you would just like, okay, I don't want to do this anymore. You know, that was not something, the disbelief in yourself was not something he was going to accept. And yeah, he'd make you pick up that crown, but before you put it on your head, like Etiana brought out, it had to be earned. And let me tell you, once you got that crown and he put it on your head, he always expected you to go back in there and, you know, dig in there and start fighting again, you know. And that's, you know, just, he never stopped supporting you. He never stopped letting you believe in yourself. And even when you were hurt, he would always want to come and help you. And this is what the poem reminded me of. He always looked for the lost. And if we left his pack, he would always come back and get us. Miss Pam, I would like to know your thoughts.
Oh, my goodness. Such beautiful and heartfelt lines. Really an excellent tribute to a lost friend who saw her potential. And as you were talking about, Lou saw so many people's potential and encouraged it. But as you were saying, encouraged you to work for that crown, not just to have it be handed to you. And so, yeah, those lines definitely do stand out. And another part that stands out to me is, and even in digital exchanges, you feel the smile and the glow in their words. I thought those were especially important lines as well because of the fact that so many of us, and there's been quite a few losses over the years on All Poetry. And you feel it just as deeply as if you'd ever met the person in real life. You know, and that's the thing is, you know, the exchanges that you only have over the computers or the tablets or over the phone, they become just as meaningful as if you had ever met the person in real life. So amazing write and very well done.
Thank you, Pam. Back to you, Mrs. Anna.
Okay. I am going to read one by Chaos. There was hope there would be an audio, but she wasn't able to get it in on time. So I think she was just struggling, you know. It's an emotional piece to record. So I'm going to do my best to read it. Sorry I can't rap it, Kay. Unless, do any of you feel confident rapping it?
Not me.
Okay. All right. I don't know, Lou, if you think you can do it.
You want me to try?
Yeah,
okay.
You go ahead.
I don't
wrap
know
it
what
she
was
doing
like
too.
I don't know if I can, but Forever Linked by Chaos. Stop pulling away the barbed wire, serrates my heart, conjoined in metal spikes. Each pull and tug tears us apart. Slice drips leaking all through innards. I can't seem to dull the spark no matter how many domestic disputes blow up, free up. When we stain the screen with blood, wished our twisted shared views of war on love in every thread halfway back to the start. With our friendships ascending through fate, I was your angel in a black cape when we were peering in the clearing trying to escape. Two songbirds scared of light but addicted to the dark. But through the lessons we embarked, you tried to wear a mask to set my soul free. A girl and a boy in a world destroyed. All that sad drama deployed, lying in distant disarray, but still managed to love with poetic connections pulled and tugged. The beckoning was in deep streams, but we were just a blip on the screen. Who couldn't get enough of that love drug, always a prisoner to its path. Our hearts are just like glass. And they shatter and they reflect the parts we hate in the past we take, playing with fire almost every day. Psychophrenic and schizopathic words interlaced, disassociative disorders, destruction living at large. They are very complicated. Corruption is sabotage, trauma bound with electrical tape when we were born to be that way. Fearful avoidant attachments create beautiful dark poetry no one can fake. That distant resistance elevates, revisited so many times it's an ongoing debate. Your frostbite warmed my toaster warm after every fiery date. Wait for me by those pearly gates so we can freestyle demonic plights like the old days. You're my clown dog corrupt, but I love you anyways. Bit of oxymoron, wouldn't you say? Well, your Prince Valentine is someone you could never evade. Fly with me in the skies forever together and mesh us. Your vampire fly, the stone you hold precious. Writing you this, see you later, but never goodbye through my essence. In a realm of chaos, I will never forget my dog who ran the pack. Even when my erupting core erupting, you're still always the clown to make me cry and abruptly, but the clown to find my smile in a world so ugly. A prophecy with dark light and glimpse of all that's lovely. We were missing some wires, barbed, entwined in poetic doom. Our emotional entanglement held you, professing you just don't fill for two. Flowing forward into you, mind musing, conjured in destructive paradise. Love's experiments had us paying an unnecessary price for the ulterior altered states of demise. All those times we crashed, burned, break were brought on by a mothman's prophecy and an omission of lies by the clearing when it was the water reflecting the symmetry in all honesty. But I wouldn't change it for a thing. Our dysmorphia just added to the element, another fragmented fragment. Now your formaldehyde, it changes not a thing. I still feel your beckoning like a magnet as I wave goodbye to my dear friend.
That was awesome. Thank you, Lou. I'm glad that you did it. This is a really hard one to hear, just because it was so well done. It really, you know, captured the spirit of their friendship, and I really liked the way she pulls on the darkness that they shared, you know, getting into their mental health stuff and their relationship issues and all of those things, and how they bonded over that, and they fought, and they did amazing things. And the line, "But we were just a blip on a screen," kind of pulls back to what we were just talking about before this, where sometimes it's an online friend and the people in your life don't understand how important this blip on a screen is. But it is, and I get that, Chaos. I totally do. I really liked, "Our hearts are just like glass, and they shatter and reflect the parts we hate and the paths we take." But then it goes into the way that they connected. There was something like about the missing wires that were going around. It was a really good bar that I've lost now because I can't see through my tears. She used SS a bunch of times in a cute way, like "my essence." She made the SS capitalized because SS for suicide suspect. We'd often call him SS. Oh, God, my eyes hurt. This was amazing. Thank you so much, Chaos, for sharing this. I think that it was really powerful, and it really hurt me. I mean, I say hurt me, but I mean, like, I liked it. It was a good pain. I still feel your beckoning like a magnet, because how can you not? He was so freaking charismatic, and no matter how much you wanted to be mad at him, he just pulled you in, and he's still doing it. You said that really well, Chaos. Katie, would you like to comment?
Oh, yes. I think it's a mark of the man, the amount of pain and hurt people are feeling. And it's only because you miss him so much. And, of course, you've got the anger that he's not here. And this is just a lovely indication of the way people felt and the way this person felt. And I just think it's great, it's lovely, and it's a privilege, to be honest, to be here and see and hear how much you care. It doesn't happen much in our world these days, so beautifully done. Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to try to play the one by Sour J. I see them in the chat there. We are technically out of time, but I'm just going to keep going. Sour J, where are you? Here. Okay, I'm going to post this. And press play. No, don't run out of time. Okay, Sour J. Sorry, I'm having trouble seeing. Okay, there.
Come on, baby.
No. Alright, I guess this is me.
Thank you.
Thank you, SJ. We have run out of time, but I am going to, I don't know, Lou, how much will it keep recording? Do we have like a second to rush in at one
more you have enough time to get comments
on.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Okay, then we can comment, and I'm going to read Stargazers once we comment. You go ahead, Lou.
You know, if Suicide could have read this poem, he would have loved it. He would have gotten a big kick out of this because he did have his wifeies. He did love his boobs. You know, he was a boob man, and just this is clever. It is lyrical. He got his personality of this man who not only was a rapper, but he was a sensual crackpot. He just had to go in there and stir up the pot, and he would always do it by bringing up the breast and the boobs. And I want to thank Jay for this because I was just in tears bawling over Chaos's poem. And this was also part of his personality, and it was just fantastic. What did you think, Pam?
Oh, this was an amazing reflection of his sense of humor. Mm-hmm. I read this earlier today, and even though, you know, it made me sad because it was for the show, it at the same time just absolutely cracked me up. I mean, and the rhyme and flow is brilliant, clever wordplay, completely, just totally his type of humor. I would definitely say that he is looking down from the heavens and smiling big at this poem. And I especially like when he says, what SS did in Rap Free stays in Rap Free, but let's just say there's a reason I want titties. Oh, that was great and very well done.
He was something else. Thank you, Miss Pam. And Miss Katie, what are your thoughts on Sour J's poem for his suicide?
There are some lines that leap out at you. One's red, never forgotten. I will never, ever forget. Blacker than some feral cat's fallopian thighs, seduced and cooked by some Filipino guys. Whoa! Harsh, man, harsh. I love humor anyway, and at a time like this, what the heck? You know, you've got to laugh and cry, and I think this is just perfect. So, yes, thank you so much for sharing that with us, Third Day.
Thank you, Miss Katie. Yeah, he was something else. He did have a wicked sense of humor. And if Aziana, what are your thoughts on Sour J's poem?
It's funny because SS did have that powerful way of somehow making it okay when he crossed lines. It's like most of the time, if a guy, especially like some guy I just like randomly know online, starts talking about my tits, I'm going to be mad at him. But I wasn't with him. I don't know. He just somehow could get away with it. You know, he had that way of this something. He had this charisma where he could get away with having this sense of humor that normally he would get slapped for. You know, like he would say things and anyone else would have got punched in the face. But with him, it was just like, oh, that's cute.
What it was he would do that and then everybody would jump in. And it would just become, you know, like we were all playing and it was just, it was hysterical, you know. One thing about it is either you got a sense of humor or you didn't. And that was
true.
Just it.
he wasn't someone that people felt neutral about. It's, you know, he was a love-hate kind of guy, and sometimes both at the same time. yeah, so I think SJ captured that mix of the, yeah, his sense of humor. I have another one by Stargazer that I'm going to read because I'm just going to do as many as it will let me do because I want to make sure that we don't abandon anyone who wrote for us tonight. So this is Stargazer, and her poem is "And Never Find Sanity Again." This was actually written a long time ago for SS, so it was before all this happened, but it was with him. Tick-tock, tick-tock, stop, and peek. Tick-tock, tick-tock, stop, don't speak. Gentle now, pet them, aw, pretty girls. Lunacy written, who are they kidding? My footsteps tag the dawn of their doom. I know they hear it, the haunting cries of my spirit. Maniacal and cranial, I've torn up the room. Don't come near it, your darkest nightmares fear it. It's much too wicked of you. But if you step closer, my jack-in-the-box will be here waiting for you. Bare-busted sisters, big-dicked misters, we welcome you all to the Insane Clown Posse Ball. A message from Harley, please check the lists. I only invite word wizards, lunatic bitches, intellects, misfits, and tight stiffs, broken people, drug fiends, and lust-thirsty midgets to my circus. Silence. A blackness invades. Red smoke screens. Purple zigzag grenades. Writing in green streaks appears overhead. Why so serious? Would you rather be dead? You witness it first in the cool crawl up your spine. One sip of me is the devil's shark bloody wine. I'm coming for the women, your sisters, your daughters. Metal bat in my grip. I've already cracked the skulls of your mothers. I'm a swift, steery addict. Bone and... swift, sterile attack, bone by bone up their backs. Introducing Harley Quinn, the bona fide maniac. The rumors have lured me to dysfunctional intervention. Excuse me while I fist fuck this convention. The tension lies between me and the bitches impersonating Harley and trouble starting my twitches. The voices, the jerks. Skin-curdling pitches, and folks, goddamn it itches. Whores parading slut bill all over town, sliding dirty hooks down the shirts of my clown. Aha! I smell them, the misfitted vixens. God so help me if they come 50 feet close to his mittens. I'm smitten, in love. Mr. J is my mister, and you deserve a cundoscopy, you slimy back shyster. Appearing behind me, the purple-suited man, machine gun in hand, while I proudly kneel down in the sand. The lunatic clown show in a public arena. I may be zany, but I'm thick-skinned like Athena. Lollipops pop and melted candy lips. My prescribed medication is the yank of his grips. And lustful, ravaged licks. My back on the ground, he drinks me glass by glass, the privilege of maniacs. He doesn't have to ask for the bang-bang, just like my gun. His clown, doink, hysterically tickling my clit, while my slippery hands rub all over my tits. The gasp! Bystanders from a hysterical run. Even our sex is frightening and folly. Clowns do it best. The off-getting, off-jollies. A thrill ride. Or busy. Of busy, my joker can certainly fuck a psychotic girl dizzy. Soaked together in a toxic bath, Harley Quinn and Joker J become dual psychopaths. Bond made in acid, the cleansing of sane. Don't you know the fine taste of a mad person's brain? I tore my clothes off. I powdered my skin. I pull out my own hair for this one love affair. And the whole world cannot burn me with poisonous flare. Let us be damned, scorched, reborn in the chemicals of irresistible love, desirous, ravenous, and devouring, addicted to each other's flesh and drugged. My bones have been stained with the bottomless sorrow, singed by betrayal, renouncing tomorrow, cold with fear and hollow, yet I laugh, and my laughter blurs dangerously with his, like unruly hyenas stalking a sable savanna. Whatever I do it for love. And if love be madness, may I never find sanity again. End poem.
You did a beautiful read, a stargazer's poem, Harlequin, and of course the Clown Jay. Let's get some comments on this. This is just fantastic. Miss Katie, I would like to know what your thoughts on Stargazer's poem.
Whoa, it was brilliant. I mean, that is just so good. I just love the. It was like you were being punched very gently with a typewriter. You know, it's that kind of feeling that all the words are just bang, bang. I loved it. I thought it was so clever. So, and I just wanted to hear the whole thing, and it was beautifully read, by the way. That was really well done. I can't even think of one line that I would say. He drinks me glass by glass, the privilege of maniacs. He doesn't have to ask for the bang bang, just like my gun. That just seems to paint the picture of the, you know, of the whole thing. Beautifully done. I really enjoyed that. Thank you.
Thank you, Katie. Mm-hmm. And Miss Pam, your thoughts?
Oh, this is great. I love the dark, twisted humor, the raw, edgy, hard-hitting lines, the insanity that she brought out in this all the way through. I mean, from the very get-go to the end, she does not let up. Great lines all the way through. But I especially like the gas, bystanders from a hysterical mm-hmm. run, even our sex is frightened and folly, clowns do its best, the off-getting of jollies. You know, wonderful lines and very well done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with both you and Katie. What I like was this twisted love affair that she just is. It's just right in your face. She does not hold back. Soaked together in a toxic bath, Harley Quinn and the Joker Jay become dual psychopaths. Bonds made in acid, the cleansing of sin. Don't you know the fine taste of a mad person's brain? And she does not lit up. Just the energy in each stanza. You know, she just says, I only invite word wizards and lunatic bitches, intellects, misfits, and tight stiffs. I cannot pick any one of her conversations going through this from the beginning to end. It was clever. It was raw. It was just like smack up in your face, and you did such a wonderful job in reading this, Ephesiana. I'd like to know what you thought of her poem.
I had a lot of fun with it. Harley Quinn is one of my favorite characters, and definitely with him being the gist, it makes sense that that she would play that role with him being the Joker. That part that you just mentioned about like only letting in the misfits and the whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that sounds
yeah.
like him. That was the people that he gathered around him. It was, pretty girls and messed up people.
Mm-hmm.
If it was a messed up pretty girl, bonus points. You know. and I say that with love of all the people who he gathered around him, because I'm one of those misfits. That just made me laugh, and the the twisted relationship between the Joker and Harley, and that kind of deranged love. It felt like something that he would really appreciate. You know, there's some mm-hmm. naughtiness in there and some funniness, and I could just see him really enjoying that. So I'm glad that that was included. I'm also going to have us read one by Hosk. So actually, I think, Katie, it might be your turn to read if you'd like to.
Yes, of course, no problem. Give me a second to refresh. I know that does anything for me, but always sounds good. I'm just going to refresh. I'm so sorry. I'll be there in a sec. Ah, there we are. Got you. Okay. Is this... which one is it you want me to read? Oh, Just a Jest, Alive and Well. Is that mm-hmm. the one? Okay, thank
That's
you.
That's the one.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. When I died, I woke up alive to warp chimes of morning tides, a world dry of your mind's fresh pearls, a timeline bereft of your rhymes. When you died, you woke up alive, hurling lines with your girls and guys. The whirl of sins and blithe roads whirl, but find one less queen in your hive. When we die, let's wake up alive, where we paralyze words online. Squirrel this tight inside your neurals, there you'll spy this butterfly's prime. End poem.
Thank you so much, Katie, for reading a Haas poem. And let's go ahead and start getting her some comments. Miss Pam, I would like to know your thoughts.
Oh, my goodness. Brilliant imagery and metaphors, powerful, heartfelt lines. I like how they combine the juxtaposition of life and death. And how when we wake up to that horrible reality of a painful loss, that it feels like we're somewhere in between the two. You know, really a wonderful tribute, you know, all the way through. But I do especially like, when you died, you woke up alive, hurling lines with your girls and guys. Their worlds of sighs and blithe roars whirl, but find one less queen in your hive. You know, just amazing lines and a great tribute to the Queen of the Hive contest that he used to run. So amazing write and very well done.
Thank you, Pam. And your thoughts, Faziana?
I also liked that reference to Queen of the Hive, which is the, mm-hmm. the anthology that I'm working on that we're going to dedicate to him. She was a butterfly, I believe, in the tournament. So you'll spy this butterfly's prime. Like she, you know, is showing that she's still in that role that he put her in. And the line that hit me the hardest was, a world dry of your mind's fresh pearls. And the world does feel kind of dry without his fresh ideas being thrown in. So that line really struck me.
Mm-hmm. You know, the thing is that all the queens will always be there. He'll never lose us. You know, it's just sad, you know, because the energy that he felt when he would run his tournaments, and he loved to watch the queens battle. And one of the things that I remember was, you know, he always, like, you know, if you broke the worlds or got out of line, he would always tell you that that's what I respected about him. Was that if you went off and you were, you know, doing things that were technical and not natural to the nature, he would say, oh, well, you know, that's wrong or that's not part of it. He never had an issue with upbuilding us, tearing you down,
then giving you the encouragement to go back, you know, he would like, you know, it just kind of like reminded me of those fights where you see somebody get punched and they fall into the crowd, and then the crowd picks them up and he goes, says, he throws you back in there, get back in there and, you know, put your dukes up. You know, he just, that was his personality. He was just such a powerful force. And, you know, and it is, there is, you know, his space. He will always be irreplaceable. But the thing is that we respect his ideals that he left for us to follow. And this is, you know, what I miss so much about him. And, you know, all the different ideas that he would have and, you know, he lived off of that energy. And you did a wonderful job in reading this. I would like to know what you thought, Miss Katie.
Oh, I'm not on mute for a change. Oh, yes, it was a fabulous poem to read. Excuse me. It's disappeared again. Oh, for goodness sake, woman. Okay. Yeah, I thought it was brilliant. It was a lovely one to read all the way through. It's again just beautifully written, and if it is the last one, it's a wonderful last poem because it was very hard hitting. I liked it a lot. Thank you.
Mhm. Thank you. Back to you, Faziana.
All right, I'm gonna throw in one that I wrote. This is called Supervision. I did an audio because I didn't know if I'd be capable of reading. So here we go.
Supervision by Faziana. We were translucent before him. Overlooked talent shone. Underestimated skill remeasured. Strengths revealed. He peered into my organs. Instinctive. EKG, knew my heart instantly. MRI, mastery of questions, dissected my mind. He saw seeds of ideas, thermal detection of sparks. He stoked them into dreams, guided them into existence. He saw people for whom they truly were and showed them how to be their best selves. His eyes were the most flattering mirror. I can't bear to never be seen in that light again.
Oh, my goodness. Faziana. Those emotions that you have in here that, you know, especially, you know, because he looked, to me, the way he saw us is that we were like the stars in the heaven. All of us had our own coloring, our own shape, our own glow. And in his eyes, we reflected that light. And those last two stanzas of yours just have me in tears right now because that is how he saw us. We could be invisible. No matter if we were invisible, he would always find a way and somehow... You know, he could have asked every woman on the site to be on his group, but he didn't. He had a natural instinct to find us, and he did. He could hear the beat of our heart, Faziana. Pam.
Oh, yeah, this is just absolutely beautiful. Amazing imagery and metaphors, emotive lines. Really clever, too, with he peered into my organs instinctively, EKG, my heart instantly, MRI, mastery of questions, dissected my mind. He saw seeds of ideas. Really just a wonderful right, honoring a friend who looked deep and saw the strength within you. So amazing right and very well done.
Thank you, Pam. And Miss Katie.
I think the way you saw him and he saw you was such an unusual and very unselfish. Yeah, it reveals a very unselfish person, because most people would want to knock you down to make them feel better, reduce you to make them feel, you know, greater. But this was not going to happen. You were always protected and looked after, and everybody had their own time to shine. Everybody knew they had a passion or a skill, and that must be wonderful to somebody know you and see you. Because most of the time we see ourselves reflected. We are very insular a lot of the time. So it's only, you know, me. I don't say we're all selfish, but we do tend to react to what is affecting us. And that's obviously not the way this was. So beautifully, beautifully written, Ephesiana, and it shows a great deal of love. So thank you.
Ephesiana? Would you like to say something about your tribute?
No, I think it kind of just speaks for what we've been saying the whole night, that he saw things in us and he made us stronger. I mean, I've written dozens and dozens of poems about him since November, and none of them have ever felt good enough, and I just keep writing more because I'm like, I have to try to capture how awesome he was, and I just can't find the words. So we're just going to have to add dozens of them. I'm like, I could take up a whole two-hour show myself just writing about him, so I won't. But, yeah, he was amazing. And thank you so much to Fill My Eyes for giving us this time to honor him on Late Night Poets. Thank you to Pam and Katie and Felon and Sweet Pea for calling in, to everyone who wrote something and made audios for us, and mostly to you, Luyu, who got the ball rolling, and I've been having trouble doing just about anything lately, and you got things together, so I really appreciate you doing this for him.
Oh, he, you know what? He was well deserving of it. He needed to hear, and others needed to hear, his daughter, his family, what a wonderful person that he was. Loyal. And we're still in his pact, and we still love him. Thank you.
Always.
And I just want to tell him in my native tongue, Gugeyu, which means I love you in Cherokee.
It's beautiful. We all love you, SS.
Yes.
Good night, everyone.
Good night. Thank you. And thank you, Phil, for allowing us to do this.